All right. Hey, dude. Hey. We are in a different setup right now. I am in my car. I am just leaving from the gym. I have my headphones in. My phone is down. We are recording in that. If you hear funny noises or anything like that, it's the car. And I'm going to sacrifice my comfort by rolling my windows up and having the fan on. Hopefully it's not too loud, but my car doesn't have AC, so we're just gonna deal with it there. But hello, hey dude, hey, welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. And we are in pure authentic mode here because the Brain Dump Diaries was birthed through my car rides, through my drives, when I was commuting like an hour, hour and a half every day to go teach like a 45 minute class. And I would just like have all of these inspirational thoughts, all of these things that would come out of me as I was driving, and I couldn't do anything about it. So we are going to go live and thrive, and I'm going to dump all of this on because right now I have my Finding Your Worth Without the Scale course open, which is a 2-month private coaching with me. It includes 2 60-minute Zoom calls, which is face-to-face over the internet as much as it can be, and unlimited Voxer support, which is a free app where we can send text messages and also voice recordings. So basically what I am doing is I am talking almost every single day with my clients, and we are working through the things that they are wanting to achieve and wanting to see happen a lot of times for the first time, because they have, and you, as you are listening to this as well, I'm just going to be talking to you because you're listening. You have done all the work. You have tried all the programs. You've done all the diets. You've done meal prepping. You spend hours and hours and hours in the gym or doing workout videos or whatever it might be, and you aren't seeing the results you want. Or maybe you have lost those 20 pounds, but you're still insecure with yourself. Maybe you have been doing the meal prep, but you still hate healthy food. Maybe you have been doing this stuff for years and years and years, and you are just, you're losing the spark. You're losing your drive. You're losing your motivation. You're constantly having to find inspirational quotes. You're sticking them everywhere. You're watching motivational YouTube videos before you go to the gym or before you even start your day. You're taking a pill to wake up. You're taking a pill to fall asleep, and you just cannot seem to get it together. And the life and the body that you've wanted maybe have come, but not, okay, maybe your body has come and the everything that you thought that would follow through, like the confidence and the freedom and the know-how and the unshakable, this is me and this is who I am, feeling hasn't. And that is where Finding Your Worth Without the Scale comes in. So as I've been opening that up, I've been talking with people as well, people that have been interested in coaching or just have some questions. And a lot of things that come up, especially with what I do, because it is health related, and it does have to do with weight loss, and it does have to do with diet and workouts and things like that, but it's so very different as well, because I do a lot more of the mindset around it, which we kind of just sneak in. But it's been a lot of, I just want to lose weight, I want to be slim, and that is the main goal, that's the main focus, because you feel that having that slim and trim and fit body is going to give you everything else that you've been looking for. It's going to give you the health that you want, is going to give you the life that you want, is going to give you the confidence and the know-how and the relationship and the healed feelings, and everything and anything that you've always been working towards is going to come with that slim body, all wrapped up, pretty packaged in a bow. Like, congratulations, you've lost the weight, here's your new life. But that doesn't happen. So this is the conversation that I've been having with someone right now, in my DMs, in my direct messaging. So if you want to have this conversation as well, feel free to, but we can only go so deep, the real deep dive in the real personal connection, and the know-how comes with the private coaching, which I have 5 spots open right now if you are interested. So feel free to message me. Either way, I'd love to chat. But it's been going so, I want to get slim. I want to lose weight. And I ask a lot of questions because a lot of the times, most of the time, all the time, you know what you need to do. You're not stupid. You've done so much work already. You know what it's going to take. But you've just been so brainwashed into thinking you need something else. You need somebody to help you. You need somebody to show you the way. You need a lifelong commitment. You can't do it on your own. You don't have the control. You don't have the willpower. You need a pill to suppress it. You need a diet to say yes and no. You need a workout program to just give you the answers. But that's not always it. Those are tools that we can use. But you need to come to the conclusion of exactly what it is you need in the first place. So when it comes to, I want to get slim, I want to lose weight, I want to get healthy, whatever it may be, my next question is always like, okay, well, what do you want life to look like? What do you want? How do you want to feel? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be wearing? What do you want to be seeing? What do you want that life isn't bringing right now that you think the slim and trim body is going to bring? And sometimes it can be, well, I'll be healthier to go and do more. Okay, well, what is more? What is it that you really want to be doing? Well, I want to go out and explore. I want to go on more vacations. I want to go do this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, okay, why can't you do that now? Huh? Why can't you? Well, and then all these excuses will come up. Like, well, do you have problems with your knees? Do you have problems walking? Do you have problems, like, controlling your body where you're not able to leave for long periods of time? Do you, like... If it's you don't have anybody to go with, I'm like, well, do you need somebody to? Does somebody need to be around you at all times in order for you to, like, go out in public? And sometimes, like, that is the case. Some people have medical conditions where they're not able to really be alone for very long. But the vast majority of the world is very fine to be off on their own. So in that case, it just comes down to not feeling worthy enough to do it now. And this is the big kicker. This is something that I talk about in my 59 Days to Habit Change journal. This is something I talk about in all of my courses and all of my coaching, is we don't feel that we are worthy enough to experience life until we have X, Y, and Z. And in this case, in my industry, in my field, it is we don't feel we are worthy to live life, to enjoy it, to go on vacations, to go out to dinner, to eat cupcakes and dessert, to go off and show the world who we are until we have that fit body, until we have that six pack, until we've done a bodybuilding show, until we have done a CrossFit competition, until we have done something that deems us worthy. Until we have gained first place, until we have been deemed an athlete, until somebody else gives us permission to do it, until somebody else gives us permission that, yes, you are worthy, you can, and you will, and this is fine. But the fact is, when it really comes down to it, you are so sick and tired of waiting and working for tomorrow that never comes. You want it now. That's why we have so many magic pills. That's why we have so many supplements. That's why it's like in 60 days or less, why we do all these quick fixes, is because we want it now. We aren't willing and wanting to wait and sacrifice and actually see it happen and like positively affect our lives long term. We just want it now. But that's not really what you want. You want the life that you expect to come with that slim and trim body. And you want to know something? You don't need that expectation of the perfect body in order to start living your life now. And here's the secret that nobody wants to talk about, and that some will say we are dumbing down too much. And it is super simple, and it does take some work, but it comes down to this. When you are living and loving your life now, in the body, in the state, in the environment, with all of your negativity and limiting things that are coming up, and all of your good things as well, when you're actually living and loving your life now, your body will naturally want to lose weight. It will naturally feel safe enough to lose weight. It will naturally feel the need to let go of a lot of that weight that is caused by stress, that is caused by past experiences, that is caused by negative thoughts, negative voices, and not thinking that you are worthy enough. A lot of that is a shield for people. And whether something absolutely terrible has happened to you or not, and I want you to know that a lot of people will have, especially women, where they put on weight or they hide behind certain things because they were like sexually abused or they had a horrible time growing up or all of these terrible, terrible things happened to you. And I want you to know as well, as terrible as that is and as much as that is true, even if you had a good childhood, even if nothing awful has really happened to you that others would deem awful, you still are struggling with shit. You still are. And it's, you are worthy. You are okay to be struggling with that, okay? It is okay that nothing awful has happened to you and you still have a lot of weight. It is okay that nothing awful has happened to you that other people deem awful, that you deem as unworthy to be struggling with. It is okay that you are struggling with it. This was something that, like, was really liberating for me, and I had to work on a lot. And this is why I, like, am so excited to work on this with people, because a lot of times we just need that outside validation that it is okay and we are worth, like, the struggles that we are dealing with. Because I had a great childhood growing up. I love my family. There's nothing wrong going on there. I was and never sexually abused, which I am so thankful for. And, like, yeah, I've had crap to deal with and I've had insecurities and things like that, but because none of those like major milestone awful things happened to me, or like any traumatic injury, like I've never broken a bone in my body kind of thing, that I wasn't like worth, like it was, there was no reason for me to be struggling how I was. There was no reason for me to be dealing with the pain and the frustration and the insecurities that I was, because nothing awful happened to me. And that is such a hurtful thing to deal with, because you're feeling all of this pain and you're feeling all of this frustration, and yet you don't feel like you're worth, you're worth dealing with it. Like, you just need to keep hiding it and, like, helping other people work through their shit because you aren't good enough or you weren't hurt enough to work with it yourself. But you are so worth it. We all have been given our troubles and our hurts and our struggles for a reason. And if we're able to find a lesson out of it, all other good things as well that I work on, but if you're able to find a lesson out of it, that is going to help you grow and mature and like find so much more worth and value in yourself and in the world as well. So you want to be slim, you want to lose the weight, you want to get healthy, but you don't really know what you want life to look like. But I bet it's enjoying it. I bet it's feeling comfortable. I bet it is actually buying clothes that you're excited to and not waiting until you have the body for it. You know, those pair of jeans that are your motivation, that dress that, you know, is just a little tight and if you lost the weight, you'd be able to fit in it. But why aren't you dressing yourself now? Why aren't you worthy enough to feel good and look good now? Why do you have to wait for it? You are so worthy of it. It's so good for you. Because once you start living that life and taking care of yourself, you're going to want to do more. You're going to want to eat healthier. And your body's going to crave it. You're going to want to actually move and exercise in ways that go with the life that you want to live, that are going to help you and make sure that you are living that life, that are going to allow you to stay committed, that are going to allow you to stay active in the way that you want to. And there's no rule book of what you have to be doing to do that. You're going to heal yourself, and by healing yourself, you're going to be able to help others around you as well. So by being selfish, by finding balance, those two swear words in the world, in our industry, in the health industry, and in any industry really, you are going to lose weight. You are going to get slim. It may happen right away, and it may take some time, depending on what it is that you are dealing with and struggling with, and what it is that you really want to see come out in the future. But there is no secret pill. There is no magic potion. I mean, that stuff is out there and it can work, but that's only short term and surface level stuff. It's not going to lead to lasting results, and it is not at all going to give you what it is that you were hoping to come with that slim body, with those detox teas, with those lollipop suppressants, appetite suppressants. And that is the confidence and the happiness and the knowing that what you are doing is enough, that you are enough, and that you are worth living the life that you want now, calling it in, making it happen, taking those steps, and not sacrificing your entire life to do it. You can lose weight just by eating healthy and never stepping foot in a gym. You can lose weight by having Pop-Tarts and ice cream in your diet and going to the gym a couple hours. You can go all in, you can go hardly at all. It's about finding what it is that you really want out of life. And if you can see yourself and find yourself doing something that you really enjoy, then it is going to stick and it is going to last. And I'm thinking that deep down, as much as you have been morphed and brainwashed by the fitness industry, you do have some long-term goals that are outside of weight loss, that are outside of body, and that are outside of the aesthetics of the perfect bikini pic. So there's some food for thought. And if this sounds like you or something that really you are ready to dive into, I would really encourage you to reach out to me, because I'm taking on 5 people for Finding Your Worth Without the Scale for the 2-month private coaching. Basically it is, it's private coaching, not basically, it is. And it's not going to come back up until, what is it, it's like end of November, early December, I believe. So, and at that point I will be raising my rates. So $2,500 paid in full, or we can do monthly payments, or we can break it down even more. I'm willing to work with you because I know that this is work that, if it is speaking to you and it is something that you are ready to move forward with, is so incredibly worth it. So you are on the right track by thinking that there is more to life than just weight loss, and your curiosities of looking elsewhere are a good thing. They aren't outlandish, they aren't crazy. You are at the head of something very big and very exciting in the world, and I'm super excited to be a part of it as well. But I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully it wasn't too terrible listening to this True Authentic Brain Dump Diaries podcast in the car on my headphones, but I'm going to close it out here. As always, feel free to message me, send me an email, follow me on all of my socials. It is Jessie Wellacre everywhere. JessieWellacre.com, Jessie Wellacre on Facebook and on Instagram, where I'll be posting a lot more, sharing a lot more. And if you go to the website, subscribe to my newsletter, because I'm going to be doing a lot more with that and sending out notifications whenever I drop a new podcast, which I am putting on my calendar, so it is going to become a more regular thing. But I hope you all are having a fantastic day. And if it isn't, you can turn it around. And that's an awful, awful thing to think, but it is very, very true. So have a great day, and I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Bye-bye.